This is Walt from Ramona, California. Larry and I met. I was
3 miles from here.
Preparing an outline for reading assignments for a class that I am teaching in hermeneutics at Berean Bible College. And I wanted my students to read and develop a daily reading habit. And, of course, as a teacher, the way you do that is you tell them, okay, you're going to read these verses, and then occasionally we're going to have a pop quiz on those verses to find out if you actually did read them. My main idea here, unfortunately, when I asked how many of the students had, and they vary in age from early college age to senior citizens. So happened that Dina's students walked in right at the time that I was getting ready to ask them how many had read through their Bible in a year, or do a daily reading every year. And just as he walked in, of course, then there was some embarrassment, so I don't think I got a true reading of how many actually did read through. But as one of the things that I suggest to them as they go through this walk that we go through, I use BibleGateway.com on the internet, and I read through the Bible every year, and I choose to read a different version of the Bible, since the majority of the versions we get, with the exception of the Greek and the Septuagint and so forth, are pretty much a type of a commentary. I like to change up. So this last year I went through NIV. This next year I'm going through New American Standard and so forth. Over the years I've read Living Bible Message, you know, a whole lot of them. But the idea is that I try to read a different version every year. So I have given this assignment to my students. And I needed a 90-day reading program because we're on the quarter system. And I wanted to cover Genesis and Matthew. The main reason I chose those two is there are a lot of scripture, things to interpret. And as a hermeneutic student, I want them to start learning and asking themselves questions as they are reading. Because as we read the Bible, a lot of times we skip over things that we don't understand. Should we find a word that is not familiar to us, we don't always take the time to look it up, or take a time to look it up in the Greek and find out what did it really mean. What does it mean in other versions of the Bible? How did others look at that word and see that word? So what is the Bible really telling us, or trying to tell us? And then, of course, the Holy Spirit chimes in, and sometimes our mouth is open when our ears should be open, and we don't always hear what the Lord is trying to tell us about a particular verse or a section in the Bible that we should have some knowledge about. We just skip it over. So one of the questions they're going to get, and we're going to use this as an example of how they're supposed to look, and you guys have been talking, I have been working on my classes, and the thing is, the first part of Matthew goes through the genealogy of Jesus. And most of us, myself included, when I first went through it, we skip over that part because we can't pronounce half the names. So there's no interest to us. We just kind of read it because we want to say we read through the whole Bible and we don't want to skip anything, you know. So we zoom along on those names. Well, gee, all those names have meaning. The Bible days, when they named a child, it had a meaning to it. So there's other little things included in that are like little pieces of candy for us in the scriptures, and we're missing them. So I'm hopeful that as they go through this, they start reading with a little bit more discernment. They start looking at these things. The line of Jesus for his for the purposes of the Jewish line of, you know, who you came from, that was important to them. That genealogy was very important because the line of priests, you had to be in that line. You could not be someone and just want to be a pastor or, in that case, a Levitical worker. You couldn't do that. You had to be in a Levite. Simple as that. And if you couldn't prove you were a Levite, then you didn't get to do it. So it was very important to them. So the first line we have is actually the line of Joseph. And since he wasn't the father, what happens? But it still led to the fact that he was of the family of David and could be the king. They never figured that out. They never will if they don't look at it with a discerning eye. So I'm hopeful that I can get them to read this and start reading their Bible on a regular basis, number one. And number two, with a little bit more of a questioning of what's there, that they can take time to look at the words, look at the meanings, look at the paragraphs, and start getting the complete picture of what the Bible tells us. The Bible is a very intricate book. If you look at it analytically, you will find connections every time you read it that you never saw before. As the Holy Spirit comes in and illuminates this to you, you will find things in Genesis are quoted in the New Testament. Things in Leviticus are quoted in the New Testament. It's all interwoven miraculously.
Amen.
Us, and it is a miracle, and I thank God for it. My reading has been good. I read it on the computer. I can see it easier. I'm a senior citizen, so maybe my eyesight isn't as good as it should be or could be. But that's okay. I can make it as big as I want. And it emails me every day, so I don't forget to do my reading. I'm one of those that gets up at 3 or 4 in the morning. I do my reading every day. And that starts my whole day off. And as we go through that day and we interact with others at work or at the grocery store or whatever, you know, those verses are right there at your fingertips. You started the day out right. The Lord is walking with you, and it makes a big difference. So I just want to encourage everybody, whether you use Larry's little reading schedule and you mark it out, or whether you use a Bible Gateway type of thing where you can read through and it emails you to remind you and prod you to read, that reading through the Word is what gives us life.